6:18 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. In studio, all-star panelist, recovering journalist, all-around good guy, Clint Brewer. Clint, I look at the headlines, I look at the calendar. I got to be honest, it's not looking good for the U.S. of A. right now. We've got inflation's at 8.3%. Energy inflation is at 30%. We have a somnambulant, how can I describe this guy? The president of the United States, legal but not legitimate, Joe Biden, is just a walking gaffe. He doesn't seem to know what he's doing. Nobody in his administration seems to know what they're doing. We don't have midterms until November, 5 months from now. We have House of Representatives controlled by Democrats, Senate controlled by Democrats, all of the regulatory agencies, basically Democrats, spending money like drunken sailors, with no offense to drunken sailors, because I think they've got a little bit better financial acumen than the Biden maladministration.
At least they're getting something out of that money, right?
At least they're getting something out of the money. If there is a wrong thing to be done for the United States of America, the Biden maladministration will do it. Give me some reason for cheer and optimism, Clint Brewer.
I don't know. Equally distressing to me is whether or not Republicans, when they most likely win back the Senate and the House in November, what are they going to do with that opportunity?
And what can you do when you've got the presidency in the hands of, you know, this guy, Joe Biden,
if you've got the House and the Senate, you can do a lot. What I'm already reading, what we've all already read, is we're gearing up for investigations, gearing up for
a lot of oversight,
impeachment. But I mean, you got 2 years. Like, what's the point? I mean, if he's going to run again, yeah, I get it. But I kind of feel like maybe the American people are over it. And you got to think about what's going on. You've said everything sort of in a macro sense, right? So, what does that actually mean for people? What does that actually mean for folks out in the world? Well, you know, everybody knows about gas prices. That's all anyone talks about, gas prices. The answer they get back from Washington is, well, everybody should buy an electric car. Well, that's a nice sentiment if you can fit your family in an electric car, if your commute would allow you to have an electric car, if you have the money to go buy an electric car, which is still prohibitively expensive for most people. So, you know, gas, groceries, mortgage payments. I mean, these are the things people actually deal with month to month, week to week, day to day. Quality of schools.
Yeah.
I think the divide between what in this period of time, between what regular Americans are concerned with and what Washington is focused on, and I say Washington broadly, is the divide is greater than it's been in a long time.
On November 20th of this year, Joe Biden will be 80 years old.
And he's talking about running again.
On November 20th of 2024, he would be 82 years old. So, I mean,
that's like Strom Thurmond stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, and really, the guy is not on top of his game.
No,
he's at the bottom of his game.
Yeah, and the fact that Democrats, I mean, don't have anybody with any kind of ability to lead.
Would you don't think Kamala Harris would be there?
No, I think if they want to give the White House away, that'd be a good way to go.
Oh.
You know, I mean, Biden's got a better chance. President Biden's got a better chance of winning than the vice president does. I want to see more. I just feel like we're at this inflection point, this moment in American history where, you know, heaven help us, perhaps competency will be valued again. Not lathery talk, not red meat, not hot button issues, not things that don't affect people on a day-to-day basis, but simple things. You know, if somebody, I think if you had a presidential candidate who ran more like an honorable, focused municipal mayor, they might find a lot of success. America, we're going to bring the price of your groceries down. We're going to bring the price of your gas back to a reasonable level. We're going
to
focus on...
Well, and to do that, you just basically apply free market principles and let the market go, which is what the Biden maladministration is doing the exact opposite of.
I mean, I don't have a problem with the... I don't have a problem with the federal government investing in infrastructure. But, I mean, you know, you got places in this country that don't have clean drinking water. You've got, you know, places in this country where you have beaches eroding. I mean, is there a way to do things that are common sense, simple things on a domestic policy front that actually impact people's day-to-day lives?
Democrats across the board seem to be incapable of doing any of that. They're good at, like, you know, talking and holding press conferences and virtue signaling, but they don't seem to be able to accomplish anything.
Republicans want to go after these big, broad sort of, you know, issues with a lot of heat around them, and that drive campaign contributions, that drive audience, but they don't actually, you know, affect people's lives. Now, you know, there are bigger picture questions like, let's say, trade policy that can affect people's lives deeply, but you know, those aren't things that, from a getting them done locally standpoint, actually affect folks day to day right away.
Clint, we're going to have to give people a little bit of hope.
Right.
Right. Because when you look at the facts, it's not encouraging. One of the things we're going to do, whenever we need something positive, we talk to our chief meteorologist, Daphne DeLauren, who's got this to deliver to us about what we're doing at the Tennessee Star. And some fun of free events going on here in Middle Tennessee.
Hey, y'all. Daphne DeLauren here, chief meteorologist for the Star News Network, and I am thrilled to share some very exciting news. Starting on Monday, June 20th, mark your calendar, you can go to thetennesseestar.com each weekday evening at 5 p.m. for the Tennessee Star Evening News Update, where you can catch my full, fresh forecast. And hey, by the way, here are some fun upcoming events you may want to go check out, and they're both happening today. The first one, Fishing on the Farm, happens today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Really fun, fun, family-friendly, I should say. It'll be at the park at Harlandsdale Farm. Pack the family, join in on some fun on the farm. Fishing in the pond, poles and baits are supplied to kids 12 and under. And the second thing I have for you, Nashville Scene Movies in the Park. It's happening tonight. So fun. It starts at 5 p.m. Admission is free. Bring blankets or chairs, whichever you prefer. Enjoy a movie, some nice entertainment. Food truck vendors will be there, games and giveaways as well.
Well, Clint, with inflation running at 8.3%, there's a recent story at the Just the News saying, you know, most people are changing their buying behavior. And as a public service here, we're providing opportunities for people to do things for free. We are so open and so kind that we're even talking about, you know, the left wing Nashville Scene. They've got an event. It's free. We're talking about it here. See how nice we are?
Thought that was very magnanimous of you, Mark.
We are, on this program, we are magnanimous. You catch that one? All right.
It's good, Mike.
Speaking of which, when we come back, what's the state of MAGA? What's going on with Donald Trump? He seems to be stumbling a little bit. We'll talk about that and more. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Clint Brewer. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.